joined us this morning, and talk a little bit about their first impressions of the East Division, and then, you know, as you get ready to take on the West Side, and just how you feel your team, where your team is at. And then we'll take questions.
Well, we've been a little bit up and down. The East is, I think, pretty well what people thought. You know, highly competitive. Obviously, a lot of close games. You know, teams that play each other very well. And, you know, hard to discern from day to day if you're sitting and you're trying to pick out, you know, a team or two. So it's, I think people expected that, and I think it's been that way. As far as our team, we've, you know, the first three games decided by 3 points each, last second shot on each one of those games. And I just, you know, we're a young team that's growing and trying to get better every day.
Thank you very much. And to ask Coach Witherspoon a question, please press star one at this time.
Our first question is from the line of Elton Alexander with the Cleveland Plain Dealer.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Elton. How you doing?
Holding on, man. Have you ever seen so many teams vary so much between good and bad, or best game, worst game, whichever way you want to paint it? Seems like there's a lot of variance. When teams play good, they're pretty good, but when they play bad, they're...
How about first half, second half?
Right.
No, I, you know, in some cases, maybe the teams are young, and I don't know if that's all, if that's the whole thing, but I have noticed that there's been a lot of times when you look and you say, hey, man, this guy, you know, sometimes it's a player, and that player has a huge impact on a team. And sometimes it's just a team, you know. And I said before the season started, I said, if you're looking at the team and you're trying to decide how good they are based on scores you see or based on games they've played against certain other teams, you're probably going to get a headache.
Yeah, but have you seen that much before or around the conference where so many teams seem to have two faces?
No, and I think I haven't seen it this much, and I think it's increased a little bit, you know, over the years, I think. Gradually, maybe.
Where do you put your team in that mix?
Oh, with us, it's not game. The game is half to half. You know, we just, you know, I think we can be good. We can be very good, but I don't think it's a situation where nothing that we have done is going to, you know, by virtue of anything that we've done is going to make us better or accomplished to the point where now we've settled anything. You know, we have to, every minute, you know, we have to fight whatever battles you may have seen us fight and win. We still have those same battles, you know, every day. And, you know, I think we're gradually getting better. But sometimes it's three steps forward, one step back, or two steps back, three steps forward. You know, we haven't hit a point yet where we've we're making a step forward every day. We haven't done that yet. But hopefully we're getting there.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
Again, to ask a question, please press star one.
You just talk, I know you've talked on the last call about McCray and just the learning curve, and are you surprised that, you know, he's still averaging over 10 points a game and over 7 rebounds a game, and just what he's brought to your team that added spark?
He's you know, he's been terrific. The biggest thing with him is he's really eager to learn. He's always trying to learn something. If you tell him, if you get on about something, he'll come back to you and say, did I do it better? He's talented. You know, he's not just a hardworking kid that's a good kid you like. He's exceptionally talented. Great hands. He's very talented. He's gifted, and he's been able to assert himself. You know, the unusual thing about him is he's been able to assert himself at home as well as on the road. And, you know, that's for someone not only that's a freshman but a young freshman, that's unusual.